There's a 22-foot statue of a leaping Kenny Sailors in front of the entrance to the University of Wyoming's basketball arena. Why should Kenny Sailors be honored like this? Well, only because he holds an historic place in the game itself. Hello, everyone. This is Craig Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime at WWIB.com for all the information you need. Kenny's story is unpacked in the new motion picture, Jump Shot, from executive producer Steph Curry. Here's part of the trailer.
I'm a millennial, so I just thought the jump shot was just a part of the game.
The sport of basketball has seen many names shape its rich history, but there's one name that escapes memory.
That was my jump shot.
When I watched Kenny Sailors, it actually blew me away.
If you saw Kenny Sailors play, you saw the jump shot.
Ken Sailors of Wyoming sinks this one.
I mean, it really looks like a Russell Westbrook pull-up now.
I mean, he was moving and shooting off the dribble. In some ways, he was playing a different game.
Visionary, man, way ahead of his time.
We don't realize that there was a time that there was no jump shot.
No one shot that up until then like he did.
I interviewed the late Kenny Sailors in 2014 on Sports and Commentary, the man credited for inventing the jump shot as a Wyoming Cowboys player in the 1940s, and he also played in the NBA. Today we take you back to part of that conversation. I asked Kenny about that NCAA title team, Wyoming, 1943, the first ever championship game played at Madison Square Garden.
We had the right mix of players, including big men. Only one player, our center, came from outside of Wyoming. The key, really, was our coach, Everett Shelton. He's in the Hall of Fame now. He designed a great offense and knew how to motivate us. He knew he had a team with national championship potential, and he took us on road trips back east to play some of their best teams to prove it. He convinced us we could win on the road just as easy as at home, which is something that a lot of coaches just fail to do. We played 66 games out of 99 games away from Laramie. That tells you a little something. Our record was 82-17. We played five times in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, won that championship in Madison Square Garden. You played professional basketball for 5 years after World War II. You were a Marine stationed in the Pacific in World War II. What was the NBA like back then?
The league was a lot different then, Greg, than it is now. In the late 1940s, several teams folded, and two main leagues merged in 1949 to form the NBA. I was the property of seven different teams in five seasons. I played because three of the teams I played with got out of the league.
All right, Kenny. Anybody else in professional basketball shooting the jump shot when you did?
Most players shot two-handed shots in those days, and free throws were commonly shot underhanded. Also, there was less dribbling and few fast breaks. I had a pretty good pro record, was all-pro one season, even though I never played with a team that had a winning record. We never had a good big man on those teams. You can see what my stats amount to if you want to turn to my website. In my third year in the league, as a professional player, a kid by the name of Bud Palmer of the New York Knicks had my jump shot when he came into the league. I asked him where he got it, and he said, from watching me shoot.
Oh, man, what an innovator you were. By the way, that the website for Kenny Sailors is KennySailorsJumpShot.com, KennySailorsJumpShot.com. You were inducted into the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame in 2012. What did that mean to you?
Well, Greg, it was an honor, and naturally I was pleased, but there were other things in my life far more important at that stage.
Yeah, a more important hall of fame for you, and what is that?
Well, heaven, going to heaven. I know I'm going there because I believe in Christ as my Lord and Savior, in his work on the cross for my salvation. And you know what? In this Hall of Fame, there's only one judge.
Indeed. Do you have a favorite Bible verse? And if so, which one?
Yes, my favorite verse probably is Ephesians 2:8-9, which reads, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man can boast." This shows me that God is totally and completely sovereign in our lives, and we cannot earn salvation through any acts of our own.
That's for sure. On that website I mentioned, there is a verse, Psalm 115, verse 1. It's on the first page of your website. Why?
Because it reads, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness." This verse tells me it is God who should receive the glory from our fame and the good deeds, and not glory for ourselves or for anyone.
Without Kenny Sailors, the game of basketball would look entirely different. He's the guy who invented the jump shot. That sports and commentary segment from 2014, Kenny went home to glory. He talked about the assurance of salvation. He's with the Lord today. He died in January 2016 at the age of 95. But still more to come on sports and commentary with the basketball legend. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. Have a great day.